Municipalities in Pennsylvania have until the end of the year to opt out of having a mini casino in their borders. WPSU's Ann Danahy reports that while more than 400 municipalities have voted to ban them, some think it's worth considering.
If the State College area gets a mini casino, one of the only places it could end up is at the Nittany Mall. Ferguson, Harris, and Patton Townships voted to opt out of having mini casinos, as did State College, but College Township did not.
The potential for redevelopment of that area in College Township was significant if something like that were to happen.
Township Manager Adam Broombaugh says the township zoning ordinances mean there are very few places a casino could go. Host municipalities and counties each get 1% of revenues from gaming tables and 2% of revenues from slot machines. But many have opted out. That includes Sandy Township in Clearfield County. Township Manager Dave Manella says supervisors want more control.
They would prefer to be able to look at each and every case individually and say, is this going to be good for something like that in our township?
Lock Haven also opted out, a decision Mayor and Council President William E. Baney III disagrees with.
We don't even know that we were going to be selected. And if we were selected, that creates jobs. It's a trickle-down effect from the jobs to the monies that we would receive.
Municipalities that bar them do have one chance to change their minds. The state is allowing 10 of the mini casinos. Bids will be open for the first one January 10th. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.